Stager Talk Radio, brought to you by Real Estate Staging Association. The Real Estate Staging Association is the trade association for professional real estate stagers. For information on real estate staging or to hire a professional stager, visit www.realestatestagingassociation.com or call 1-888-201-8687 for a referral to a professional real estate stager in your area.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Shel Broadnax with Stager Talk. I am joined today by someone I'm so happy to introduce whose TV show, Get It Sold, back in the day, probably was one of the main catalysts to start our real estate staging industry. So everybody welcome Sabrina Soto, interior designer, HDT personality, and entrepreneur. Welcome to the show, Sabrina.
Thanks for having me. I'm so excited.
Yeah, we are very excited. Now, you are going to be our keynote speaker at RisaCon. So RisaCon we've been doing since 2009. We're in Las Vegas this coming January. So we definitely appreciate that. We've got a really great response and everybody is really looking forward to your session. So I wanted to have you on the show to talk about just you in general and staging and design and what's in, what's out. And first thing I want to ask you is, I know you're an interior designer before your HGTV days, but can you tell everybody how you got on HGTV? Because it's a great story.
I actually was doing real estate and staging in Los Angeles, and I had been on TV before. So when I couldn't get a TV gig, I would do design and real estate and staging. And, you know, when I did a lot of real estate, I just would get off the TV. Vice versa. I never thought in a million years I would do them both at the same time. And one day I couldn't sleep. It was 4 o'clock in the morning, and I was just going on Craigslist to see what TV gigs, if any, were on there. And there was a posting looking for somebody who had TV experience, knew real estate, and was a designer. And it didn't say it was for HGTV. It didn't say anything else. But it ended up being the production company that did Get It Sold. So that was my first HGTV job, and that was almost 10 years ago.
Amazing. Just amazing. We get these casting calls sometimes through Risa. They send them to us. And we have a lot of members that end up doing episodes for different shows that are on. And, you know, HGTV, you got to love them. It's done so much for our industry. And I take calls every day. I mean, probably sometimes 3 or 4 times a day of people wanting to get into the industry. And they call and they always say, oh, I watch so much HGTV and it looks so fun. And I just think, wow, yeah, it's about 10% fun of the staging job, because staging's
right.
Very real estate and staging's very right brain, left brain, right?
Right. And, you know, I also have to apologize because I think as many staging shows that we did, it made it a little bit more difficult for people in the business because I did everything on such a low budget and the show never took into account the labor cost, the cost of me, you know, my time. So I know I got a lot of complaints from people saying it wasn't fair that a lot of people would say I would watch Sabrina Soto and she did the whole house for $3,000. Why can't you do it for $3,000? It just doesn't really work that way.
Exactly. I have a standard line that I go to when I talk to people about it, you know, being fun, is that I caution them and say, well, it can be fun, but you need to understand that Carter nor Ty is going to show up without their shirts on and give you a built-in for $100. It's not going to work that way.
No. It definitely does not work out that way. And you're right, though. It is a lot of fun. I absolutely love designing and staging, but it's also a business. And it's not just fluffing pillows and throwing a new bedspread on the bed. It takes a lot of organization and determination to get a business really up and running.
Yeah, it does. So it is very right brain, left brain. So for me, while I can stage, I don't like staging. And I know a lot of people think, wow, you're so shocked. You know, I run the association, but my passion is the business end. So my passion is to help other people grow their businesses. And I love the business end. So if I was going to have a staging business, I'd be the sales and marketing. I'd, you know, be the development. And then I'd find someone else to work with that loves the creative part. Do you prefer one versus the other?
I mean, I love designing more than the business side of it because I find that to be a little tedious and boring, but I am in the core of my being, I am a businesswoman. And I definitely always have that hat on no matter what part of the business I'm in. I always make sure that I balance everything out. But no, I love the decorating. That's if I could just decorate all day and somebody else take care of everything else, I would love it.
See, now I'm the opposite. We'd make a great team then. So
I'd have, get into business.
I'd have you so busy, you'd be going, let me go on vacation already. So we have, I do think that we have a caller. Sometimes people call in just to listen, but I'm going to click over and see if we have a question for you. So hang tight one second. Hey, caller from the 703 area code. Would you have a question for Sabrina? First Impression Home Staging. Trina, are you on the line? Do you have a question for us? Okay, she's just listening in. Sometimes that happens. So let's play a quick game of in or out. So I have three things we're going to talk about today. So here's one. Furniture at an angle. An example, business or a bed in a room where you put the furniture, the bed, you know, kitty corner out of the corner, in or out?
That was never in. So definitely out. No, that was never a good idea. Dear everybody who thought it was.
Yeah. Can you explain why? Can you let everybody know why this is not good?
It's mostly for staging, but even in design. For staging, you want to make sure that the room looks as large as possible. And putting a bed at an angle like that is actually making the space feel awkward and smaller. So it's a bad idea. Never, ever do it.
I agree. Bed trays, in or out?
I don't mind bed trays. I think they could be cute. And I know you said earlier that you find that people don't live that way, but I think that staging, it's almost like you want people to have the idea that maybe they will have breakfast in bed if they buy this house. And it's a dream, really. You're just making it seem like you're going to upgrade your life by living in this place.
Yeah, it's definitely selling the lifestyle.
Right.
That's what we call that. And how about throws? Throws everywhere. Throws over the sofa. Throws over the chairs. Throws over the bed. That's kitty corner.
Oh, gosh. I think everything in moderation. I don't mind a throw, but definitely do not put a throw in every room. That's obnoxious.
Right. Yeah, I would absolutely agree with you. So what do you see as far as the upcoming trends that are on the horizon for the next year?
I think next year you're going to still see a lot of palm print. The Cuban influence is going to be everywhere. You're going to also see a lot of buffalo check print and plaids and things like that. And obviously, you know, the color of the year is smoke, so that eggplant will be popping in accessories and things like that. But still, a lot of natural elements, live edge tables, pieces like that will still be in a lot of the big box stores.
Excellent. So this last couple years, we've seen a lot of artwork. Horses were really big. A lot of big pictures with beautiful horses on them. And I'm a horseman. I ride. So I love to see those. But I'm very, very much into the grays. And I don't know, are they still going to in, or are we moving to other colors?
No. Gray everywhere. And for appliances, excuse me, and hardware, it's going to still be the antique brass, but you're going to see a lot of matte black in appliances, in hardware. So mixing and matching hardware in a kitchen is okay. Do it.
I love the matte black.
Me too.
I love it. I'm looking to redo my kitchen, and I'm looking at the different colors of everything, and it's like, Dad, do you want to go stainless or do you want to do something different? And I'm like, I don't know that I want to do stainless anymore.
Oh, I'm sick of the fingerprints.
I know. Right.
Now with Olivia walking, it's like there's palm prints everywhere. I'm just basically all I do is work and clean the kitchen.
I hear you to that. And let's talk about that for a minute. Olivia, you have a little girl. You're a new mom. How old is she now?
She just turned a year old last week.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. You know what? It went by so fast.
You know what? Having a designed home with a toddler, I remember when I had to baby-proof everything with my son. He's 26 now, but here's an idea for you. Get a baby-proofing kit that's not white, tacky, plasticky. Make it fun. That would be good. That would sell. People would buy that.
I need to design that. You're right, because I'm looking to baby-proof now, and everything on the market is hideous.
It is. It really is. Okay, we're halfway through already, so we're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we have another caller on the line, and we'll take a question for Sabrina, so hang tight.
Working with Court Furniture Rental makes sense for home stagers in a number of ways. A wide variety of furniture selection, delivery in as little as 48 hours, professional installation, no warehousing, repairing or cleaning, and flexible lease terms. By teaming up with Court, you can focus on the bigger vision and spend less time installing furniture. If you are a professional home stager, contact us today for your furniture needs. Be sure to let us know if you are a RESA member and receive a 10% discount. For more information about partnering with Court, call 888-360-360.
And welcome back, everybody. This is Shel Brodnax with Stager Talk, and I'm joined today with Sabrina Soto, interior designer, lifestyle expert. And we're going to take a quick question, and let's log on here. Amy Powers is called in. And Amy, you have a question for Sabrina?
Can you hear me?
Oh.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, but it sounds like you're trying to stalk us. Okay. Well, that did not work out well.
I hope that was a weird connection because
that was a weird connection. Amy, if you can hear us, try to call back in. I don't know what that sounded like. I didn't know it sounded like something out of a horror film. Something was not right. Not right. So let's talk about women entrepreneurs.
Yes.
And just entrepreneurship in general and mindset. I know I have very specific ideas about mindset, being a positive mindset. I use the law of attraction. I set goals. I really work hard at goal setting. I mean, I write them down. I refer to them. I cross them off the list. I want to see that. What's your approach?
I definitely use the law of attraction. I guess the first part of my story with your first question about finding the job on Craigslist was because the night before I found that job, I watched The Secret for the first time. And back then, it wasn't on Oprah and it wasn't a big book. It was, I could pay $4 and I saw it on my computer. And I find that it has led me to all of the success that I have in my life. Now, being a woman, it's hard sometimes because we doubt ourselves a lot. We are pulled in so many different directions, especially if you have a family. And we are competitive. Sometimes it really does us a disservice. So I constantly am giving myself attitude adjustments. And I call them that because I sometimes get into a rut and I have to snap out of it and realize to be grateful for what I do have and move forward and think positive. And every time I do give myself that attitude adjustment, I change the way I think. Good things come very quickly. So it really is just practicing, and it does take practice because I think most of us are taught as kids, at least I was, that, you know, it's almost as this negative of the, you know, money doesn't grow on trees and all of these things and work hard. And it's, yeah, working hard is important, but also believing in yourself is equally as important.
I couldn't agree more. I did a show earlier today and we were talking about this subject in mindset and the negative self-talk, the negative self-chatter. And it's really difficult. There's times, even with myself, I was telling the story that, you know, when I was in my 20s, I was the most negative person on the planet. That was really bad. Like, I don't know why someone just didn't smother me with a pillow. It was that bad.
They did it.
Except with work. Everything I had career-wise turned to gold. But I had these philosophies that I was turned on to very young. I was very much into Zig Ziglar and the power of positive thinking and all of that, get a checkup from the neck up and all these great sayings, which worked out well for me. And then my personal life was always tanking. And so I literally, when something negative would come into my head, I used to just stop myself and say, just get out of my head, get out of my head. Even if I had to go on for 2 minutes sometimes. And usually after about 35 seconds at 60 seconds, you seem so ridiculous. You kind of laugh about it and then you stop, but you really have to practice and make sure that you purposely try to refocus your negative thinking into something positive. I just couldn't agree more. And I think so many people do that to themselves and then they start to believe it. I mean, when you say things over and over and over, if somebody's, you know, verbally abusing you and they tell you, you know, you're ugly, you're no good, you start to believe it over time. And if you're telling yourself that, and it's not a winning situation.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And, you know, I think a lot of people too look, especially now with social media, Instagram and all these things, they always say, well, they have a perfect life, I don't. They have this, I don't. And it really is, we're all in this together. And nobody's life is picture perfect like Instagram. You know, don't let those things make you feel less than, because it's not, it's all just a facade.
Yeah, it's true. It really is true. Okay, we have another caller on the line, and hang on one second. I think this is Amy again trying back, so let's check this out. Amy, can you hear us?
Yes, can you hear me?
Oh, my gosh, so much better.
So much better. You sound like you're underwater. What's your question today?
Well, Sabrina, I have been watching you for years, and I've been a stager in Atlanta for about 10 years, and you were part of the inspiration of me growing my business as well. Thank you.
Well, thank you. My
question is, well, I give out tips, as you did on your show, and one of the my favorite tips from your show was the ice cube and the invention of the carpet.
Yeah.
I remember that very vividly.
And the fork. Don't give it the fork to fluff it up after.
Exactly. So what is your favorite tip today for stagers?
I am really obsessed with rubbing alcohol and using it to clean stainless steel countertops sometimes, depending on what they're made of, mirrors and glass. I think it just is a wonder product. And I get it at the 99-cent store. And I talked about it last week on my Facebook Live, and I got so many emails from people all over the country saying, thank you so much. I never knew that it was that easy to pick or to clean glass and mirrors with just rubbing alcohol. It really, that's my favorite right now.
I never knew you could do that. I was just looking at my stainless steel refrigerator earlier with the fingerprints, and I'm like, I'm so tired of this. I was going to go on Amazon and buy to see if they had something specifically for stainless steel. So now I'm going to try rubbing alcohol.
No, that's it's 70% tip. Rubbing alcohol, not the 90%, 70% rubbing
70%.
Alcohol. Yeah.
I will definitely get that. That's for sure. So tell me a little bit, what's going on with you personally? What's next in store for you?
So I've been working a lot on my lines that are at HSN and at Target. I have new shows that are being pitched to networks. But, you know, I took a little bit of time off to have Olivia. And I do still a lot of branding work, which is really fun. And I started to do Facebook Live about 6 months ago. So every week I have an episode of Facebook Live that takes place in my house. And I talk about tips and cleaning and cooking sometimes. And a few weeks ago, I had Aisha Curry on, and we had 700,000 views on that, which was amazing. So it's been really fun. I've kept busy. Tomorrow, I'm leaving to redo a house in New Jersey for the Thanksgiving parade. It's going to air during the Thanksgiving parade on CBS. So I've kept very, very busy for the last year since HGTV. And hopefully, I'll have another show coming back on the network, or one of the networks soon.
Well, I know all of our listeners would love to see you on TV again. I loved you from the Target commercials. I was like, these are really well done commercials. I really like them. And I've actually a lot of fun. They look like a lot of fun. And I've checked out, you've got new bedding that's at Target and on HSN.
Correct. I do.
So people can see that by going directly to HSN. You can also go to SabrinaSoto.com to be able to get a link straight through there and to shop for your own bedding. Question for you. Let's circle back around to staging. When you were actually staging, you're also a licensed real estate agent, I believe, correct?
I was. I actually let my license
you let
lapse,
it go?
But I have to, but I have to do it again.
So when you were staging, what types of I don't know what I want to say, what types of setbacks or what types of issues did you come into with real estate agents, getting them to get it? I think that's a big problem in our industry, is getting the real estate agents to understand why staging works and how it's going to benefit them. How did you handle those situations?
You know, I was very lucky that I had a core group of agents that I used to work with that really got it. I mean, they would see when a house was on the market for so long, and I would walk in there and do, you know, work my magic, things would sell. I think the hardest part was the owners of the home, getting them to get it, getting them to let go of their things, getting them to keep the house looking as well as, you know, as it did at the moment that I left. Those things to me were the hardest. I mean, I remember spending hours at houses, and then I would come in for just to check in a week later, and it was just a complete mess. And I think in those cases, the clients really didn't want to sell their house, just subconsciously.
We've heard that before. We've actually heard that. We have a lot of stagers over the years. They just are putting it in their contracts that nobody can move anything around, especially if it's an occupied and you're still living in it. We get it's really hard to, you know, keep your house that way all the time. If there's something that you absolutely can't live with, let your stager know and they'll fix it for you and they'll make it very livable. So it should be pretty easy when you're living in a staged home because everything's clean. You just have to clean up right after yourself. You have less clutter. Hopefully you've packed up a lot of things and you've already started editing your belongings and even moved some to storage. So there's not a lot of clutter. It should be pretty easy to live in the staged home.
Yeah, you would think so. You would. But, you know, I think people just, especially I always realized when a client lived in the house for a long time and they just couldn't see it any other way. And trying to move things around and declutter just would, they would just have breakdowns.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we have another caller we're going to go through and see. So again, so, oh, they just hung up. I was going to say, okay, let's go back over. But sometimes they're just listening. So I really appreciate everything that you've brought to our industry. Like I said earlier, it was Get It Sold was really the catalyst to having so many people start a staging business. And RESA, our organization, was founded in 2007. And we've just grown. We have over 50 chapters throughout the U.S. and Canada. Our event, RESACon, is January 19th, 20th, and 21st. If anybody's on the fence about coming out to RESACon, please do go to RESAconvention.com. Sabrina is going to be there. You're going to be our keynote speaker, and we're all very much waiting for that. Everybody's very excited about that. Is there anything else that you want to tell us about? Anything you want to add to what you've got coming on or upcoming in your world?
Just you could follow me on Instagram or Facebook, and I'm always posting what's happening and posting personal pictures too. Sorry, I have so many pictures of Olivia. I actually have to stop myself from posting every day. But I'm looking forward to being at the convention in January. It's going to be so much fun.
Yeah, we are excited too. Well, we're going to go ahead and wrap that up. And I really appreciate you taking time out of your schedule to join me today. And for everyone else, again, if you are on the fence about going to RESACon, please check us out, RESAconvention.com. Tickets are still available. Last minute pricing will start on January 2nd. So you can still get our regular pricing right now. And the Home Staging Industry Awards are actually going on right now. So if you're a member of RESA, please get in and vote because we will honor the top 10 professional real estate stagers and occupied and vacant categories, as well as redesigners and some products and whatnot, and our staging teams as well. So we're going to honor those at our awards banquet. So thank you for joining us and happy staging, everyone.
Working with Court Furniture Rental makes sense for home stagers in a number of ways. A wide variety of furniture selection, delivery in as little as 48 hours, professional installation, no warehousing, repairing or cleaning, and flexible lease terms. By teaming up with Court, you can focus on the bigger vision and spend less time installing furniture. If you are a professional home stager, contact us today for your furniture needs. Be sure to let us know if you are a RESA member and receive a 10% discount. For more information about partnering with Court, call 888-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-360-